Make the announcement.
What's that?
Make the announcement. Now on the tee.
Please make welcome.
All right, first up, we'll have a senior offensive lineman from Tallahassee, Florida, Trey Braun. We've got microphones on each side of the room, so if you would, if you have a question, raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you to get this started. Go ahead and fire away.
First scrimmage today, Trey. You've been in the pads a couple of days now. What was your assessment about it today?
Well, we definitely have a lot of stuff that we need to work on. I think the biggest thing, just right off the bat, is being in playing shape. A lot of times that first scrimmage, you realize that, you know, you've been running all summer and you've been doing a lot of running, a lot of conditioning, but it's just different when you actually put pads on and start hitting. So that's the first thing. I feel like a lot of guys are really bought into the program, especially some of the younger guys did a lot of good things today, but definitely some stuff we still have to work on and have to keep pushing through there.
Trey, you've blocked for a few different quarterbacks in your time here. What differences do you notice blocking for Justin?
Well, the first thing is he has such an understanding of how the triple option works, and just, you know, Coach Johnson's scheme, he's really been one to get in his book and study it and be able to execute it a lot of times flawlessly. And it's something that's so comforting as an offensive lineman when you're really putting it all out there to get your block, you know that Justin's going to capitalize on what you do. And also just as a leader, he's been really special in leading the team and instilling a culture of success and a culture that we need to be successful, and he's done great at that.
Trey, as an upperclassman, you know that last year was last year, this year is this year. But even, I started to say among the freshmen, but even among some of maybe the guys just simply younger than your senior class, is it incumbent upon you all to install upon them that last year's success means nothing come the first game?
Yeah, and especially with the freshmen, like you said, but a lot of those guys who were here and that are younger, it is also upon them to do the same thing. I mean, as a team, we all have to come together and decide that we don't want to rest on our laurels. And that's something that we've worked on through the summer and going into this summer camp. We really have to decide that we want to be successful this year. And we don't want to look back and we don't want to rest on that. And, you know, it's something that's difficult to put into practice. You know, you can do a lot of talking and everything like that, but then you put pads on and it's something that you actually have to go and do. And that's where the senior class has really been working, is that, you know, it's not enough just to talk about not wanting to use past successes, but it's actually something you have to go out and work at every day.
Trey, you mentioned Justin and just his understanding of the offense. How do you see that manifest itself, that he has that maybe deeper understanding of what you're doing?
Yardage. I mean, you see a lot of times last year there was some just really brilliant reads, and it's something that you sort of learn as I've played in this offense for a while, and as you start to play in the offense and you learn how the offense works, you can sort of appreciate how Justin makes those reads, and where 9 times out of 10 a quarterback would have given the ball, he keeps it and runs outside, and it's little stuff like that, and it's something, it's hard to explain, and it's really sort of a deeper appreciation, but you know, it manifests itself as a lot of touchdowns, and he's had a lot of success running the ball, and we as a team have had a lot of success running the ball and play-action passes and stuff like that. So that's one of the ways.
Trey,
yes.
As an experienced lineman, having played in the system for a long time, and I know you only had a couple of days of practice,
mm-hmm.
but how does it look to you and the lineman with a whole new backfield just about it? How are things going? I mean,
yeah, that's definitely something that is that we've been working on. You know, having a whole new backfield is just another opportunity for people to step up and learn how to fit the offense. I mean, every year we have new people. And last year, you know, a lot of those guys hadn't played before then, and then they really stepped up and came into their own. I mean, Cinton Days was a guy who moved around. He was a quarterback, an A-back, and a B-back, and he just stepped up wherever he had to play. So you see a lot of these young guys coming in, and they're so eager to learn. Patrick's a guy who's just so eager to learn and so eager to be able to run the offense successfully, that even though they're making mistakes, they're making them full speed, and they're making them so that they can learn and become better. And especially with the wide receivers, you see a lot of that, where people are fighting and people really want to be successful. So, yeah, there's a lot of new people coming in, but they look at it as an opportunity.
Do you have personal goals for this year? I mean, you probably achieved some of them last year, but kind of what are some things that you would like to accomplish in your last season here?
Yeah, there's definitely things. There's definitely personal goals that I write down, you know, before camp. I think the main thing I have are offensive line goals. I definitely want to be a leader in that. That's a personal goal, to be a leader there. But as the offensive line, we've come up with some goals that are, you know, very, I feel comfortable with those goals. We definitely want to lead the nation in rushing. We definitely want to have the best third down efficiency. There's a lot of those goals that, as an offensive line, we want to focus on. And especially in this offense, you play as a unit so much. That's something we say when we go out before we start a drive, you know, play as a unit, play as a team. Let's all do our job. And so the goals as an offensive line are just to be better than we ever have been and keep going up.
First of all, congratulations on your marriage in
thank you.
January. And
much.
Taking that into consideration, how difficult is it for you as a graduate student, a new husband, and a leader on this football team to juggle all that? Because I know there's no slack cut to you as a master's level student.
The MBA definitely has been a culture shift from, you know, doing my undergrad at mechanical engineering and then going into this sort of completely different arena of education. That's been interesting. But they're really, you know, there's a lot of professors here. Georgia Tech has a great school, has a great MBA program. They're very understanding. They're very helpful. They're very willing to allow me to do my work when I can. They don't let me slack off at all, but they understand that I have certain responsibilities, and my wife as well understands that I have certain responsibilities. So I'm very thankful to have been blessed with so many people around me that are understanding that this is my senior year and I really want to make a difference. I really want to make an impact on this part of my life. And so they've been able to, you know, fit me in with that.
That's right. Talk about how much of an advantage it is to bring back four offensive linemen from such a successful offensive line last year. And then leading off of that, you also did lose Shaq Mason. So kind of talk about losing his leadership and having to adjust to not having him there.
Yeah, and that's a question we've been asked a lot, each one of us losing Shaq. And a lot of people have talked about, like, how are you going to replace Shaq? Well, there's really no way to replace a guy like Shaq. You know, he brought something unique and very special to the line, but everybody coming up, especially all these young guys, they also bring something unique and special to the line. So again, just we as an offensive line don't want to focus on, you know, we were returning four starters from last year and we were so good last year that, you know, we're going to be good this year. We want to actually make sure everyone's still earning their position and everybody's fighting for a spot and everybody's competing and everybody's approaching every day with the goal that the offensive line is going to be good because we are this offensive line, not just because we are the 2014 offensive line.
Trey, quick question for you. You talked about now being a senior and this leadership position you have. What are some of the things that you are looking to do as a leader to help integrate some of the new guys into the program and get them up to speed?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you have a lot of new guys come in and there's an established, you know, order and what's going on, a lot of times those guys get overlooked. And really, I want to make sure that I'm taking time every day to reach out to those guys and understand, you know, you might not be getting the reps you want, you might not be playing like you wanted, but you also have a duty to the team, you also have a job to do, and your job is just as important as anybody else's job. A lot of times teams win because of the scout team looks that they get, and a lot of times teams win because, you know, a third string guy steps up and is able to do the job just as well or better. So all these young guys are so integral, not only to playing the sport, but also to the culture that we want to establish as a team. So that's something that I want to take time every day to just sort of talk to those guys and make sure they understand that they're part of the team.
Thank you. Time for two more questions.
One more on the running game. Broderick Snoddy, after missing spring practice, what's been your impression of him as he makes his return?
Well, you know, Broderick's a guy who is a senior leader, and he has a lot of stuff to offer the team, and he has really been working back, and I know he's been doing his treatment and really getting back, and he's somebody who is definitely going to make a big impact as time goes on.
Thank you. Last question.
In a way, it's a two-part question, but going on what you just said a while ago, who helped you along the way when you started here to get you into the system? And secondly, what was it going through the mind of the line the last 18 seconds on the line against Georgia?
Those are some great questions, because I have good stories for them. The first one, I remember Amorge Uzi. When I first got here, I was redshirted, and I was scout team, and I just remember every day he was so helpful. And one day we were doing some drill, and he got frustrated with me, and he was like, "Come on, man, go this way." And I understand. He's been working hard. And after he did that, like 30 seconds passed, and he came up, he's like, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. I'm just stressed out." And that made such an impact on me, because he was this all ACC cat who took the time to apologize to a freshman and make sure that I understood that I was important too. And so that's something that sort of made an impact on me. And 18 seconds left, it was so surreal. I always say that I feel bad for people who are in the stands, because that's got to be hard to watch. But playing in it, we were all just supremely confident and calm. I don't want to speak for everybody. I was confident that everyone would do their job. I was confident that Justin would get us the yardage we need, and then I was confident in the kick. And it that's just something that comes from playing with these guys, and all these guys are great to play with and great to work out with, and I'm happy to be on the team.
Thanks, sir.
All right,
Trey, appreciate your time.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, be safe.
Thanks.